and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tens of thousands of people are expected to at today's memorial service for the conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Glendale, Arizona. President Trump will speak. He talked about Kirk at an event last night.
He was unbelievable. He had an army of young people. They loved him so much. I mean, they're devastated right now. Everybody's devastated.
France will recognize the right of Palestinians to have a state of their own. French President Emmanuel Macron on CBS's Face the Nation.
The recognition process and the peace plan which goes with this recognition process is a precondition.
The fall equinox arrives tomorrow. The Earth will have about the same amount of day and night. CBS's Allison Keyes says equinoxes are the only times when both the North and South Poles get sunshine at the same time.
The behavior of both humans and animals is affected at this time. Of year, people may suffer sleep and mood distortions, and many animals migrate or change their feeding patterns to survive the upcoming winter.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman. Parents in Wisconsin are more stressed than ever, and 1 in 4 say they don't get the social and emotional support they need. That's according to a UW-Milwaukee report. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Wisconsin News Connection has more.
Professor Liz Sharda with Hope College says parenting stress represents a mismatch between demands and available resources exacerbated by self-reliant nuclear family models.
So this expectation that we have to do it all, that we have to be everything for our children and for our family system. And those expectations are kind of operating in a context of a real decrease in social connection and increase in loneliness.
Sharda says moving back to a society that embraces collective care could help to ease the burden on parents. That includes building support networks before they're urgently needed and shifting expectations about parenting to ensure both caregivers and children are getting the support they need. Collective care is grounded in interdependence and belonging and involves seeing others' well-being as a shared responsibility rather than an individual burden. This can range from formal arrangements such as co-housing communities to informal neighbor relationships. Sharda says families with stronger connections to others demonstrate greater resilience in handling both daily stress and crises. She emphasizes the value of having multiple people committed to a child's well-being, offering diverse strengths beyond what individual parents can provide. Sharda stresses that this parenting epidemic needs macro-level solutions.
We also need systemic and structural changes too. We need support for policies that make connection possible. So it's not just an individual problem or a family level problem, but a societal problem too.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
A busy sports weekend. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports reporting from Cleveland, where it's the Packers against the Browns. We'll have a full recap of the game coming up later tonight. In St. Louis, another dramatic win for the Brewers. They beat the Cardinals 3-2 in 10 innings. Bryce Terang, the hero in this one, driving in the winning run. Brewers catcher William Contreras had to leave the game after getting his hand hit by a bat while behind the plate. X-rays were taken. Manager Pat Murphy.
He was in my office already wanting to play tomorrow.
X-ray?
Yeah. X-ray was negative.
College football, the Badgers upset at their Big Ten home opener yesterday, 27-10 to Maryland. It got so bad, fans in Madison were booing head coach Luke Fickell, chanting "Fire Fickell."
Yeah, I feel what they, I feel what their pain is, but there's nothing that we can do other than keep grinding, keep working. We have to play better.
That's Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies on this Sunday and a shower and thunderstorm chance out there as well. South winds, highs in the mid-70s. For tonight, showers and storms, mostly cloudy, lows in the lower 60s. On Monday, more storm chances with mid and upper 70s. It's 66 at our studios.
Dear Brewers fans, where do you find the best views and the most electrifying baseball action American Family Field has to offer? The answer is Toyota Territory, located in right field. This Grand Slam experience covers all the bases and gives fans in the stands an exclusive live look at our home run hitter, the Toyota Land Cruiser. Creating a lasting legacy, the Toyota Land Cruiser is seasoned to perform like your Milwaukee Brewers. Add Toyota to your lineup today. Now batting, Toyota.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Music of the stars. A lot of things are gone, not only summer. How about those turbulent 1960s? With the war escalating and the march from Selma. Watershed year. Broadcasting in color. TV was rare in 1965. What do we have that year? We had Lost in Space, The Space Family Robinson. And we had I Dream of Jeannie. Pop the genie from a bottle. Larry Hagman. And the delightful Barbara Eden. He found her bottle, you know, on a deserted island in the South Pacific. And there was My Mother the Car. Oh, we'll get back to that. But let's talk a little bit about those swinging 60s. What do you say? On the Music of the Stars. We'll be right back. guys, Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show Band, the NBC Orchestra. Dream of Jeannie. That was a takeoff on Bewitched a year earlier. Here's Barbara Eden. With a big hit from the Pied Pipers and Tommy Dorsey, let's talk about My Mother, the Car. Oh, you're saying let's not. It somehow made it through 30 episodes. Something like a talking horse, only Mr. Ed was put out to pasture. Now, Ann Southern was a great comic. She had starred in her own TV private secretary show and the Ann Southern Show. She pretty gamely provided the voice of a 1928 porter. Now, there really wasn't supposed to be a porter. That's why they picked the name. Turned out they goofed on that, too. There really was a short-lived car called a porter. Well, Sammy David.
Everybody knows in the second life we all come back sooner or later. Is anything from a pussycat to a man-eating alligator? Well, you may think my story is more fiction than it's fact, but believe it or not, my mother dear decided she'd come back as a car. She's my very own guiding star. A 1928 porter, that's my mother dear. She helps me do everything I do, and I'm so glad she's here. Well, everything my daddy never was, well, now she wants me to be. She's taken her place as the fifth member of my small family. And she'll blow her radiator when things ain't going right. And whenever she gets too lonely, we just all gotta spend the night with my car. She's my very own guiding star. I mean a 1928 porter, that's my mother dear. She helps me do everything I do.
left you, and I'm so glad she's here. My mother, the car. Well, my mother, the car. My mother, the car. My mother, the car.
I was wondering, do you think we could chip in and get an XK150?
Here's Vic Mizzi.
Is the place to be. Farm living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Take Manhattan, just give me the countryside. That's about all you're going to get now, because I can't play too loud on this thing. Otherwise, they'll blast the whole play, your whole system out.
That really was Vic Mizzi at the keyboard.
Just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Swinging 60s, at least on television.
Coming up next on TV Land, it's Green Acres, the classic rural sitcom with a little something for everyone.
Music of the stars, those swinging 60s, or were they? Well, people look back now and say, boy, that was silly. Well, what's on TV now? There's a movie made on Bob Crane and his personal life, played by Greg Kinnear. I've seen it. It's pretty good. It's called Autofocus. If you get a chance, you might want to... Tom Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, paying homage to 50 years of James Bond, please welcome Sir Tom Jones.
Always run while others walk. Yeah. Why let the men just talk? He looks at this world and wants it all. And he strikes like thunderball. He knows the meaning of success. His needs are more, so he gives less. They call him the winner who takes all. And he strikes like thunderbolt. Of asking are all gone. His fight goes on and on and on. But he thinks that the fight is worth it all.
Thunderball.
Thank you very much.
A salute to the 60s for some reason. I don't know why. Dr. Zhivago. Between the Sound of Music and Help on the box office chart. Dr. Zhivago, David Lean's romantic movie. Omar Sharif, Julie Christie. Against the backdrop of the Russian Civil War. A tearjerker. Five Oscars. one for the score, this one. Of the stars. We're talking about the 60s when movies were alive in 65, the year that a family-friendly musical became a global phenomenon as the 60s swung into their second half. Has it been a half century? Times were changing, weren't they? And movie making changed with the times, too. Now, that's a great score by Maurice Jarre. Shenandoah, Jimmy Stewart.
Shenandoah, famed Valley of Virginia. Once a thousand cannon thundered between its hills in the epic struggle that divided a nation. Men fought here and died. And on this land, a heroic family forged its legend.
Virginia needs all of her sons, Mr. Anderson.
That might be so, Johnson, but these are my sons. They don't belong to the state.
This is the story of Charlie Anderson, played by James Stewart, and his family. They reached for their rifles in the name of love, not hate, and met the challenge of two armies with a courage that lives on the screen for all to share.
You the leader of this band of fools?
Co-starring Doug McClure, exciting star of The Virginian.
Well, I love her, Mr. Anderson. Do you like her? Well, I just said I did.
No, you said you loved her. There's some difference between loving and liking.
Glenn Corbett, colorful star of Route 66. Patrick Wayne, rising star of McClintock. Philip Alford, young star of To Kill a Mockingbird.
I'm no soldier.
Catherine Ross, dramatic new Broadway stage star. And introducing Rosemary Forsythe.
I'll have to leave now. Do you understand?
Do you?
Tennessee Ernie Ford.
Oh, Shenandoah, I hear you calling. Hi-oh, you rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you. Farewell, my dearest,
perceive you. I'm bound away across the wide Missouri.
Years ago, the silver screen, Sons of Katie Elder.
I'm gonna get that guy. Who wants to come with me?
You're not going anyplace.
Oh, you're gonna try and stop me?
You bet I am. And that's for sure.
Drunk. That invitation to pick up a gun still hold for Johnny Elder.
Mary, the woman who tried the impossible, taming the sons of Katie Elder.
You're gonna try and find out who killed your father, aren't you?
I sure am.
So you can even a score, kill again, maybe even do it in front of Bud so he can be proud of his big, tough brother.
The sons of Katie Elder. Setups for paid deputies who put them in chains before they dared to kill them in ambush.
And then there was Woody Allen's first movie.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat knows. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, pussycat, you're so thrilling and I'm so willing to care for you. So go and make up your big little pussycat eyes. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat eyes.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
What's new, pussycat? What's new, pussycat? Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You sweet little pussycat. Pussycat, pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and powder your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, you're delicious. And if my wishes can all come true, I'll soon be kissing your sweet little pussycat lips. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you. Yes, I do. You and your pussycat lips. You and your pussycat eyes. You and your pussycat knows.
The critics hated it. Everybody did but the audience. And Bobby Darin, the music of the stars. Yeah, Bobby Darin had a version of a Disney picture also about a you-know-what. Takeoff and James Bond.
While the city sleeps, every night he creeps, just surveying his domain. He roams around like he owns the town. He's the king. He makes that plain. He knows every trick, doesn't miss a lick when it comes to keeping fat. Some city slicker, no one is quicker than that darn cat. Every nook and cranny and garbage can he inspects so thoroughly. When he's on his rounds, nothing's out of bounds to his curiosity. He can smile and purr at a pretty herd till she don't know where she's at. Knows like a Geiger, oh, what a tiger is that darn cat. He's a sly old codger, an artful dodger, a scrounger unsurpassed. A ball of fire, a nine live wire, who just can't be outclassed. Yeah, this midnight rover, he lives in clover. It's an art he's got down pat. Never was a greater smooth operator than that. Darn. That darn cat.
darn cat. That darn cat. That darn cat.
Blake Edwards with The Great Race, 1965.
No one has ever been as great as they are in the world's greatest comedy, The Great Race. It's the greatest. It's the gayest. It's the wildest. It's the funniest. And how could it help but be with Jack Lemmon as Professor Fate, the meanest villain that ever twirled a mustache? Curtis as the great Leslie, gallant lover and heroic daredevil. Natalie Wood as Maggie Dubois, loveliest of lovely damsels in distress. Peter Falk, Keenan Wynn, Larry Storch, Dorothy Provine. It's the fabulous around the world race from New York to Paris. A rambunctious, rib-busting riot of a race.
And a couple of songs made it. Here's Natalie Wood, her own voice.
They say there's a tree in the forest, a tree that will give you a sign. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree. Come and carve your name next to mine. They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for, white will burst into sight, and your love will be true evermore.
Henry Mancini wrote that. And Dorothy Provine.
He sleeps out there, out where the coyotes wail. The reason he ain't at the bar with the boys makes quite a dismal tale. He shouldn't have had a swing on me. Yachtin' or shouldn't I have in the nursery? You don't get many callers sleeping on the lone prairie. Body shouldn't I have in the oughtn' to swing on me. All you boys remember Harry the Wrangler. I was set to marry a long man, strong man. When he yells, I'm from Texas, and socks me in my solar plexus. Well, having normal good reflexes, I knocked him on his can. He shouldn't have had an art to flat my eye. I'm really a lovable, peaceable kind of guy. I wouldn't scare a rabbit, and I couldn't harm a flea. But he shouldn't have had an art to swing on me. This here job is mighty trying. Sometimes the room is barely flying with eyeballs, eyeballs. One guy till somebody got him, tore up the joint from top to bottom. I think I was the one that shot him, as near as I recall. He shouldn't have had an oughtn' to swing on me.
No, no.
He massacred 8 or 9 minutes sheriff's deputy. But I shouldn't have had an ominous swing on me. If this story has a moral, it's when you're looking for a quarrel or showdown.
Slow down.
If by now you haven't mastered the gentle art of getting plastered, you're just a lowdown. You ain't mastered the motto of our town. You should not have the heart to start no fight. Our burying ground is the most impressive sight. The message on them tombstones is as simple as can be. He shouldn't have had the heart to swing on me. He shouldn't have.
Music from The Great Race, Bobby Darin. When movies were still fun.
They say there's a tree in the forest, a tree that will give you a sign. Come along with me to the sweetheart tree. Come and carve your name next. They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for, the blossoms of white will burst into sight, and your love will be true evermore.
Microcosm of cultural, political, artistic changes across America and beyond. But then there was a new interest in more relevant movies, you know.
They say if you kiss the right sweetheart, the one you've been waiting for, blossoms of white will burst into sight, and your love will be true evermore, evermore,
waiting for, with blossoms of white will
great race. You know, if you want to see those cars, they're still in a museum in Volo, Illinois. They were saved. They were custom made, of course. Oh, let's see. Here's another one all about a parody, you see, about those magnificent men and their flying machine.
Heavens, broken the sound barrier, reached out for the moon. Now, after 2 years of production, the expenditure of millions, the assembling of an internationally renowned cast of stars, 20th Century Fox proudly brings you the fabulous, fantastic story of the men whose skill and courage started it all.
Good ideas are being dissipated in too many aeroplanes. If we could bring together all these different types from all over the world, then everyone could learn from each other.
From all over the world?
From all over the world they came. America, Italy, Germany, France, Japan, England, to compete in the first, the most fabulous, the most foolhardy air race of all time. Here was the English beauty who had them all up in the air.
Are you two fighting over me?
The trouble with these international affairs is that they attract foreigners.
Those magnificent men in their flying machines. They go up to the up, they go down to the up. They...
Stand by for CBS News. Music of the Stars will continue.
Can anyone hear me?
Come to the in my life.
I want to do a tribute to Robert Redford. We lost him last week at 89. Fine actor.
Up she goes.
This is from Titanic.
Come, Joe.
Streisand.
Up a little bit.
Marie Brennan. Okay, here's CBS.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Thousands of people are expected to pack the stadium that's home to the NFL's Arizona Cardinals for a memorial service for Charlie Kirk today. President Trump will speak this afternoon, as will Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
I admired all the stuff he said and did on campuses. I think he had an enormous influence on young people. I think we actually need more of that dialogue and discourse.
The EPA has reportedly told some of its scientists to stop publishing almost all of their research. CBS's Tracy Wolf.
According to reporting from the Washington Post, members of the EPA's Office of Water were told during a town hall meeting to stop work on research papers unless it had already completed the final step of the publication process.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt tells Fox a deal's been made to sell TikTok to a consortium of large American companies.
There will be 7 seats on the board that controls the app in the United States, and 6 of those seats will be Americans.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Don Rosen.